voice, if it's a good message, you should pray that God shuts me up if it's a bad message. Lord, I ask that you would speak to us today, and I ask that you give me strength in my voice to get through it, but not only to get through it, but to give your people a picture of what you do in this world. In Jesus' name, amen. Today I want to talk to you about Joseph, who is the surrogate father of Jesus. Most of the time we just look at Mary because she's the mother of Jesus, and there are a lot more scripture references to her. But today I want to raise up to you the man in the story of Jesus' life and look at the message of the Messiah's birth as it came to Joseph. I really do wish I had those 21 guys that are down in prison for this in some ways. You could say that Mary was the first to receive the gospel, and that Joseph was the first person to believe the gospel. Mary was receiving a promise of something that was coming into her. Joseph believed something that was being told to him. And I want us to look at the essential facts of that story and move Joseph out of stained glass and put him down here with us and look at his response and maybe find in the story a message for each one of us. I have a scripture printed. It's Luke chapter 1, verses 18 to 25 in your bulletin, and let's read it together. Here we go. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child of the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has spoken by the prophet. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had borne a son, and he called his name Jesus. The essential facts of the story can be made to be humorous. And sometimes humor, we can see more of our own humanity. Joseph was betrothed to Mary. Now, a betrothal is more than a modern-day engagement. It was a contract to be married. The contract was very serious business. It was as if they were married, though they had not yet come together sexually or had been living together. The contract had been consummated, but the marriage had not been consummated in the physical or domestic sense. We have a pair of people here where all the commitments have been made, and then this woman turns up pregnant. And you can imagine the dilemma and the stress that hits Joseph right between the eyes. I suggest to you that Joseph was a bag full of mixed emotions from anger to depression. Now, imagine the scene as Mary talks to Joseph. As I said, sometimes humor gives us a good view of things. Mary is talking to Joseph about being pregnant. She says, I'm pregnant, Joseph, and I'm pregnant by God. Now, can you imagine Joseph sitting there trying to be as nice as he can to the person he loves and cares about, and he kind of drums his fingers on the table, and he says, run that one by me again. And Mary starts all, well, this angel visited me and I told me that God was going to make me pregnant and I am be the mother of the Messiah. And I can almost hear Joseph saying, now let me get this straight. You're telling me that you are pregnant by God? Woman, you're goofy. Mary, is there any mental illness in your family? A few minutes pass, and Joseph kind of paces up and down in the room, and finally he says, well, I'll tell you what I think. You've been fooling around on me, and by God, you're pregnant. But you're not pregnant by God. Now, it says that Joseph was a just man, a good man, and he may have been hurt, but he didn't want to hurt Mary, so he decided to divorce her quietly. Joseph didn't believe her, but he wasn't a mean man, so he would just annul the contract quietly, and then when she wouldn't be put to shame, and later on when she looks more pregnant, no one would indict him as being responsible. Now, there are several ways that we can look at this story for our own enlightenment. The first way, and maybe the most important for some of us men, are the implications in our own marriages. I don't know if any of you men, have any of you men had this happen to you? Your wife seems to be pregnant with Jesus. She got religion on you. I'm not asking for hands. That is, she is filled with a spiritual encounter with God, and it's almost as if she has been unfaithful to you because of her involvement with God. I actually run into this fairly regularly. Women are more spiritual than we men. I can prove this. I mean, I've run into this in terms of women. You women are more spiritual than us men, generally speaking. Not always, but generally speaking. And women get zapped by God, and their husbands wonder, what is going on? And any of you men run into this? I'm not asking for hands. I mean, I know that some of you have. And there's a good picture here in Joseph for any of you who might be living in that situation right now, for that matter. Any of you men, and your wife suddenly gets religion, and you're like Joseph. Being a just man, you're ready to divorce her. Quietly, of course, because she seems to be fooling around with another man whose name is Jesus. And he's taken your place. Now, if any of you men can identify this part of the story of Joseph with you, take note. Mary was the first person to have God inside of her. And the man Joseph was the first man to believe. It may be that God is speaking to you today on the same level that Joseph heard the message. It may be that you are to consider and believe that presence of God in your wife. And I may just happen to be the angel standing up here telling you about it. It says, Joseph woke from sleep and did as the angel said. Well, maybe this message and this messenger is your wake-up call. Consider it anyway. Anyway, Joseph was just going to divorce her quietly because he liked her. But he didn't believe what she was saying about God's actions in her life. And as you read the story, imagine the impact on Joseph's mind. Now take him out of the stained glass of church. Think about his mind, his emotions, his will, his spirit. This would put great demands on his faith, on his patience, also on his sense of duty towards this woman. The truth is, if God hadn't spoken to Joseph by a messenger in a dream, he would have divorced her. But consider the impact of following the instructions of the angel after he has this dream. First, your wife-to-be is pregnant. But she has not been sexually involved with any man.
Right, Lord. Really?
Sure. Second, you can marry her, but you can't have sex with her until the baby is born.
Great, Lord. That's really great.
Third, when the baby is born, you're responsible to raise him, but you can never claim him that he is your son. Fantastic. You just keep telling me all these good gospel things, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for calling me to this privileged position. First, your wife is pregnant. Well, that, I'm sure, really taxed Joseph's faith. Not to mention his imagination. Now, let's be realistic about this. Today is no different than that day. Man, what if God told you the same today or put you in a faith situation like this? How about this? I mean, God says you can take her into your home and be together and accept the responsibility for her and her future child, but you can't become sexually involved with her until after that child is born. Now, that had to be a tremendous test of faith right there. And second, it had to be a tremendous test of patience as well. This could drive a man's nuts. Can I hear an amen from the men? You have a love-filled relationship that cannot find expression physically. Joseph, you have to raise him and he's not your child. He will never be known as your child. These things attack Joseph in terms of his faith, his patience, and his sense of duty, and they are not small things. Well, we don't talk about Joseph much. These are the facts of the situation, and these people are real. They're just real as you and I are. And in these facts and in this real situation, I want all of us to see something that kind of parallels our lives. I already raised up the fact that some of you men may have a woman in your life that for all practical purposes is pregnant with Jesus and you're having a hard time putting up with her and you may be ready to divorce her quietly. But there's more here than just that. There's something in which there is a Joseph in every single one of us, men and women. It's the picture of Joseph that the Lord will bring to you in situations in your life in which he is issuing a call on your life. God is asking, and let the Joseph in you hear this. Notwithstanding the fact of what's going on in your life right now, it isn't the way that you thought it would happen. Now, I want to talk to the Joseph and all of us for a couple minutes here. Will you believe that God is doing something that will go far beyond your present understanding of your life? And even your imagination. Will you believe and will you accept that for it to be worked in your life, it will involve some discipline on your part. And as Joseph had to exercise great faith, great patience, and great duty, and just as Joseph would not be able to draw her to himself, though they live together in the same home, can you accept not only that God is doing something incredible that involves a miracle of his son's presence or his presence happening where you are, but it's going to require something of you. It might be a patience with a discipline of a disciple. It may be an acceptance of a duty to serve God in a special way. It may have to do with taking care of the Jesus in your house or your environment. In fact, Jesus may be birthed through some of you guys, your wife, and you're just the guy that's involved. Your job is to raise that child, Jesus, in your house. In the facts of our lives, there regularly comes the kind of things that happen like this. What are you going to do with that situation that is in your life? And the truth is, it wasn't the way you expected it to be or wished it would be. And now the Lord is saying, I am working a miracle in the middle of what appears to be a mess in your life. God is saying this. But he also says it will require your faith. It will require your patience and your duty as my man or as my woman in the world. These are the facts of the situation of Joseph as he deals with Mary, who is pregnant by God. What are the facts in your life, your environment, your situations, in the dilemmas of your situations, some of you have, where things are not really turning out the way you thought they would, and life isn't like you thought it would be? You see, Joseph is a man whose heart is broken. He feels violated and cheated, and he feels like he has been lied to, and he's still trying to be a nice guy in a situation and just kind of back away from it rather than cause a lot of trouble. He could have let a deep anger come out of him, vengeance, and he could have thrown her out and had her stoned according to the law. He's trying to do the right thing the right way, but his heart is broken. And into his life comes a message in a dream. And it is the message of Jesus. Today you may be right where Joseph is, living in a dream that sometimes seems like a nightmare. I may be the messenger, the angel, with the message for you in your life, your dream. I don't know, but I might be. Into whatever situation you may be in that looks so different than you thought it was supposed to look, if you just let the living God come to you in the middle of that, he will come. And he will say, I can work a miracle here. It's bigger than you can ever think of and imagine. And I will show you my son Jesus where you live. In the case of Joseph, we have the kingdom of God coming into being. When Jesus comes into a situation, it can be a mess. And it can really upend life. I've seen this happen in people's life where Jesus comes in and it's a mess. Everything that Joseph is being told will challenge his logic. It will challenge his rational thinking. It messes with his mind. Whatever the difficulty of your life, there's not one of us in this room that is being asked to believe anything any harder than what Joseph was asked to believe. But I do know that when Jesus is birthed into a life situation or in people's lives, it can really mess up what we intended. The voice of God comes to Joseph. This woman that you think has been unfaithful is actually a virgin, but she is pregnant by God. That is an impossible proposition. That is a one-time-in-history proposition. But I want to suggest to you that is the way that God deals with each of us. He sees your life, my life, everybody's life. Do you know that your life is a one-time-in-history proposition? And just as surely as Joseph had an encounter with a messenger of God in the face of his dilemma, God says your situation is one in which if you listen and you respond to him, it will turn out radically different than you ever thought possible. You see, God is en route to make you a case study for all of history as he causes his son to be birthed into your household. God does not just have a favorite agenda for Joseph and Mary. They aren't any different than we are. They are human beings, and the Lord speaks to us in the same way that he spoke to the two of them. He says, like Mary, I want to birth my son Jesus in your life. I want Jesus to come to life inside of you. And he says, like Joseph, I want my son, Jesus, to be born into your disappointment, your anger, your despair, your picture of life that isn't like you thought it was going to be. You know, we need to be like Joseph and produce the fruit that he produced. When he heard the message, even though he had not experienced Jesus himself, he had not experienced the angel Gabriel himself, he believed and he was obedient to the message. I've come to realize that what we call normal in this life may not be normal as we think it is. God seems to work in people's lives in very abnormal ways. If you look at the Bible, he is always working in abnormal ways. When he wants to get something accomplished in a person's life, but he doesn't do it normally. He comes and he works on us in ways that are very strange according to the world's thinking. And all you have to do is look at the examples in the Bible. He really comes, and when he comes in there, it does not come in normal. He speaks to everyone in an abnormal fashion. And he does it. He does radical things with their lives. We figure he is supposed to talk to us in one way, but he doesn't. The truth is that God transcends our normal way of thinking and our ability to understand this world. This world requires a man and a woman to make a baby. God says, "Watch me make a baby." We really ought to stretch our imagination a bit as how God works in our world. You know, today we can have test tube babies. We can work out conception, implant a child in the womb, even grandmothers who deliver their own grandchildren because the child was implanted in her womb. With our ability to come up with those kinds of things, I think we can leave a little space for God to be a little bit superior to us. What do you think? I mean, really, don't you think that God could come up with his son in a woman by a miracle to bring salvation and fullness to life? And whatever the difficulty of your situation, I'm going to tell you this. You are a once in history proposition. He can cause you to see miraculous things and rise above it. God can move with miracle power in order to bring his son Jesus into your life situation, and it will be more than you imagined. Every one of us needs to be able to see that God, that what God brought forth in Joseph's life, even though it was a once in a history situation, that every one of us is the same. We are all a once in history situation. God can work in your life just as easily. God can do it in your life. Joseph accepted the terms of what he encountered by faith. He moved with it and then saw the fulfillment. Let your heart be open to accept that call too. It says in this scripture at the very end, in verse 24, when Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, and he knew her not until she had borne a son, and he called his name Jesus. Notice, it was Joseph who gave the child a name. It was Joseph who was obedient as leader of that household. We need to walk the Joseph miracle path. We need to live in the Joseph spirit, a just man. We need to receive the blessing of God's presence in his son, Jesus. May God bless you this day with God's word for you.